Task 1. In this section you will hear about the lucky escape of Mr. Christopher McCabe. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below using the exact words you hear to continue the sentences we have begun for you. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Now all of a sudden a load of black bully went flying through the air. It missed me ma and hit me pa and knocked him off his chair. Me brother went crackers and pulled down his knackers and pissed all over the floor.
Do you like black pudding? Perhaps you don't even know what it is. Well, it's a kind of sausage made from pig's blood, pig's fat, and grain. Love it or hate it, black pudding saved the life of a certain Christopher McCabe. Mr. McCabe is a 70-year-old butcher from the beautiful market town of Totnes in Devon, England. And this is what happened to him on a typical morning, 10 days before Christmas. He went into the walk-in freezer to get some lamb for a customer. As he opened the door, the wind slammed it behind him, and he was stuck in the freezer, which was about the same size as a small room. The temperature inside was -20°C, and a huge fan was blowing icy air in his face. At first, he thought he was okay because he could push the safety button easily from inside. But, unfortunately, it was frozen. Mr. McCabe started to wonder how long he could survive because inside the freezer, meat is frozen solid in just half an hour. First, he tried kicking the safety button, but it didn't work. The freezer is 40 meters from the back of the butcher's shop, so there was no point in banging on the door or shouting for help. No one would have heard him, and he didn't have a mobile phone on him, so there was no way of contacting anyone. He knew he had to find something to hit the button with, so he began to look around. He found burgers, frankfurters, and chickens. Nothing that had any weight. Then, suddenly, he saw the black pudding. It was 30 centimeters long, weighed 1.5 kilos, and looked like a heavy stick. He started to hit the safety button with it again and again. Eventually, he managed to break the ice around the button, pushed it, and the door finally opened. Mr. McCabe said, "I was really lucky. We sell about 2 or 3 black puddings each week, and that was the last one in there." He added, "I sell nice frozen meat, but who would want to buy a frozen butcher?"
Everyone sing along if you know it. Now all of a sudden, the black bully went flying through the air. It missed me ma and hit me pa and knocked him off his chair. My brother went crackers and pulled down his knackers and pissed all over the floor.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Now all of a sudden a load of black bully went flying through the air. It missed me ma and hit me pa and knocked him off his chair. Me brother went crackers and pulled down his knackers and pissed all over the floor.
Do you like black pudding? Perhaps you don't even know what it is. Well, it's a kind of sausage made from pig's blood, pig's fat, and grain. Love it or hate it, black pudding saved the life of a certain Christopher McCabe. Mr. McCabe is a 70-year-old butcher from the beautiful market town of Totnes in Devon, England. And this is what happened to him on a typical morning, 10 days before Christmas. He went into the walk-in freezer to get some lamb for a customer. As he opened the door, the wind slammed it behind him, and he was stuck in the freezer, which was about the same size as a small room. The temperature inside was -20°C, and a huge fan was blowing icy air in his face. At first, he thought he was okay because he could push the safety button easily from inside. But, unfortunately, it was frozen. Mr. McCabe started to wonder how long he could survive because inside the freezer, meat is frozen solid in just half an hour. First, he tried kicking the safety button, but it didn't work. The freezer is 40 meters from the back of the butcher's shop, so there was no point in banging on the door or shouting for help. No one would have heard him, and he didn't have a mobile phone on him, so there was no way of contacting anyone. He knew he had to find something to hit the button with, so he began to look around. He found burgers, frankfurters, and chickens, nothing that had any weight. Then, suddenly, he saw the black pudding. It was 30 centimeters long, weighed 1.5 kilos, and looked like a heavy stick. He started to hit the safety button with it again and again. Eventually, he managed to break the ice around the button, pushed it, and the door finally opened. Mr. McCabe said, "I was really lucky. We sell about 2 or 3 black puddings each week, and that was the last one in there." He added, "I sell nice frozen meat, but who would want to buy a frozen butcher?"
Everyone sing along if you know it.